Good morning, children. Welcome to e-learning class. My name is Mrs. K. Padmasree from AICS, Manugur. I am going to teach for 6th standard mathematics. The name of the chapter is Fraction. Children, conveniently I made this chapter into 4 modules. So today, in our first module, we will learn what is a fraction, how to represent fraction on a number line, and types of fractions, how to convert from one fraction to another fraction. So let us start, children. Fraction, to know about it. Which number do you use to represent a quarter of a pizza? Yes, answer is, there is no number with you. Hence, in this case, we use fraction. Fractions represent a part of a whole. The whole may be a single or group of objects, but the parts have to be equal. So, for the above question, pizza is divided into 4 parts, I said. So how to write in fraction? Yes, that is 1/4. Let us see in detail. A fraction means a part of a group or a region. Example here, Farida divided a pineapple cake into 4 parts. So each part is equal to 1/4, which is equal to 1/4. In 1/4, 1 is called as a numerator and 4 is called as denominator. Now, in next PPT slide, you see, I gave examples of fractions. Milky bar, I divided into 4 equal parts. So in fraction, how to represent? What is the each part we'll get? Yes, 1/4. What is 1 here? Numerator. What is 4 here? Denominator. First of all, what is the meaning 1? 1 means whole milk bar is 1. That milk bar is divided into 4 parts. So each part, we'll call it as a fraction. That is 1/4. Next, see, I took bun. Bun I divided into 8 parts. So, what is a fraction of each part? Yes, 1/8. I gave some other pictures in the PPT slide. You can see and write the fractions. See, some more examples in our daily life. Here, I took one orange. I divided into 10 equal parts. So, children, what is each part? Yes, 1/10. What is 1? Numerator. 10 is denominator. Again, I will ask question. What is 1? 1 is whole 1 orange. That is divided into 10 parts. Next, I give, say here, again I give pizza example. Now, I divided into 2 pieces. 2 equal pieces. So, each piece is how much? Yes, 1/2. Now, I shaded some figures. You must write, say, what is a fraction for the shaded portion. Now I'll take one example here. First figure, that triangle, I divided into 4 equal parts. In that 4, I shaded 2 triangles. So what is the shaded portion of the triangle part? Yes, 2/4. Next, that square, Square, how many parts I divided? 9 parts I divided. Out of 9, 8 parts I shaded. So what is the shaded portion part? 8 by 9. Yes. Now again circle I took. In circle I divided into 4 parts. But only 1 part is shaded. So what is the shaded portion part? 1 by 4. Yes. Like that you can give some other examples from the slide and of the shaded portion and write the parts. Now, how to represent fractions on a number line. Let us see some steps. Any fraction can be associated with it on a number line. To represent any fraction on a number line, we mark points by taking equal gaps between them. We start from 0 and we continue to get unit fraction. The particular fraction lies between 0 and 1 and it is denoted by any alphabet. Now, how to represent fractions on a number line? I took here 5 examples and named the fractions as P, Q, R, S, T and what it represents. For example, to represent P, 5 by 8, I asked question 5 by 8, which is P. How I divided, you see. 0 to 1, I divided exactly into 8 equal parts. So 5 by 8 I named as P. That means how many numbers I must write? 8 numbers. 8 equal parts I must make it by taking equal gaps in between them. So first one is 0. That is 0 by 8, which is called 0. Next number is 1 by 8. Next 2 by 8, 3 by 8, 4 by 8, 5 by 8, 6 by 8, 7 by 8. Last one. Unit fraction I said, that is 8 by 8, 8 by 8, which is called 1. Next I'll ask 0, Q, Q 2 by 6, how to name it? Here in second case, I divided 0 to 1 into 6 equal parts. So first part again, same like previous one, 0 by 6, which is 0, 0, 1 by 6, 2 by 6, 3 by 6, 4 by 6, 5 by 6, 6 by 6. So I named 2 by 6 as Q. Next number line, you must write what is 3 by 4, which is called here R. 3 by 4 means I must represent 0 to 1. How many parts I must take? 4 equal parts. Yes. So first number is starting number always 0. Next number 1 by 4, 2 by 4, 3 by 4, 4 by 4, which is called always 1. So according to question R is 3 by 4. So where 3 by 4 you get, you must name it as R. Like that another 2 number lines, you can name it and you can go through the PPT slide. Next, let us discuss about types of fractions. We have 3 fractions: proper fraction, improper fraction, and mixed fraction. Now, let us know what is a proper fraction. In a proper fraction, a fraction less than 1, and also the numerator is always less than the denominator. Here, I gave one picture. In a circle, I shaded 1 part and it is divided into 3 parts. So the shaded part is called 1 by 3. Yes. Next, see improper fractions. An improper fraction is a fraction where the numerator is always larger than the denominator. Any example you can take. 8 by 3. Yes. Next, mixed fraction. Mixed number. A mixed number has a part, that is a whole and a part, that is a fraction. Here I took one square and another square side. One square is fully shaded, the other square is exactly divided into four parts and three parts shaded. So combinedly, how to write this? Yes, first one, next one is three parts shaded, 3/4. Yes, joined together, 1 3/4, which is a mixed number. Next, let us take some more examples, types of fractions. Again, first I'll take proper fractions. In a proper fraction, always the numerator is always smaller than the denominator. First of all, what is numerator in a fraction? The top number is a numerator and the bottom number is a denominator. Next, improper fraction. The top number is always larger than the bottom number. Easy example you can give, 3/2. Next, mixed numbers. Already we discussed in mixed number, a whole number and a fraction. So any example you can take, 2 3/2. Now examples of fractions I'll ask. 3/5, what fraction is that? Yes, it is a proper fraction because numerator is smaller than the denominator. 8/1, in 8/1, what is the denominator? 1. What is the numerator? 8. Here numerator is larger, so it is improper, correct. Next, mixed number. If I ask 2 7/8, is it a mixed number? Yes, because 2 is a whole and 7/8 is a fraction. Together, 2 7/8 is a mixed fraction. Now let us take some statement problems to represent as a fraction. What fraction of a day is 8 hours? You all know, in a day, one day, how many hours? 24 hours. Yes, I asked what is a part of 8 hours in a day. So 8/24. Yes, if you want, you can simplify it. 8 ones are 8 threes. So 1/3. Next, another problem let us take. Three friends are there, Arya, Abhimanyu, Vivek, shared lunch. Arya has bought 2 sandwiches, one made of vegetable and another one is made with the jam. The other 2 boys forgot to bring their lunch. Arya agreed to share his sandwiches so that each person will have an equal share of each sandwich. Now I'll ask question. How can Arya divide his sandwiches so that each person has an equal share? Yes, so first vegetable sandwich, he will divide into 3 parts, equal parts, like that made with the jam sandwich, that is also made equally, 3 parts. Yes, now next question is, what part of sandwich will each boy receive? Yes, because 2 sandwiches are there. In vegetable sandwich, 1/3. In jam sandwich also, 1/3. So each one will get 1/3 of vegetable sandwich and 1/3 of jam sandwich. Good. Next, how to change mixed fraction into improper fractions? I'll give one example. 8/1/4. How to make it into improper? First of all, 4 is a denominator, 8 is the whole. So you multiply 4 with the whole number. That is, whole is what? 8. 8 into 4 plus add numerator, that is 1. So 8 4 is 32 plus 1, 33/4. Still, to make understand, another example we'll take. 3 1/2. What is denominator? 2. What is 3? Whole. What is 1? Numerator. So what is the procedure? 3 into 2, that is 6, plus 1, 7. 7 by 2, 7 by 2 is an improper. Like that, another two examples I gave, you can see in the PPT slide. Now, how to change in previous slide, improper mixed into improper. Now, improper into mixed. How to take? Two by three, that is 8 by 3. Now, reverse I ask. 8 by 3. So, 8 by 3. 3, 8. How many times it divides? 2 times. So, 3 2 is 6. And 2 is the remainder. So, 2, 2 by 3. Yes. Next, 23 by 6. Divide 6 and 23. How many times will go? 6, 3 is 18. 5 is the remainder. That 5 by 6 is a part. You keep it as it is. What is the dividend you get? That will be the whole year. So, 23 divided by 6. 6 and 23, 3 times goes. 3 is the whole year. So, 23 by 6 is 3, 5 by 6. Yes. So, children, you learn mixed into improper and improper into mixed. So, thank you, children. We'll meet again in our next module.